Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If you're always compromising your word, then you're undermining your own faith and ability to believe. And so he learned this from his mother. And he went in there and he tricked his daddy, who was older, and he gave him the blessing that's supposed to go to Esau, but it wasn't just all, you know, unbeknownst to God. Esau had despised his birthright. Now, the Lord didn't do this. The Lord was not in this deception. But when it was all said and done, he allowed the blessing because of the one despising his birthright. And eventually, Jacob qualified for this. Now, it took some years. But eventually, he did qualify. But anyway, this was the blessing. Verse 28. Genesis 27, 28. God give you of the dew of heaven, Genesis 27, 28, and the fatness of the earth, and plenty of corn and wine. Everybody say plenty.
Plenty.
Fatness.
Fatness.
Plenty. Does it sound like poverty to you? Let people serve you, and nations bow down to you. Be Lord over your brethren. Let your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be everyone that curses you, and blessed be he that blesses you. This sounds a lot like the blessing of Abraham, doesn't it? That's because it continues from generation to generation. Does it apply to us at all?
Yes.
Is the blessing of Abraham ours?
Yes.
Does it belong to us?
Yes.
Yes, it does. Now, if you read the rest of the story, then you'll see that when Esau found out about this, he was kind of a rough fella anyway. He made up in his mind, as soon as daddy dies, I'm going to kill that rascal. And he fully intended to kill him, take him out. And he was just laying, waiting, biding his time till daddy dies, and he's going to kill Jacob. Well, his mama saw this. And besides that, you know, Esau had married, what was it, Hittite women? Ungodly women. And it was driving mom and daddy batty. These women that he had married. And they said, you know, you can't marry women like this. You got to go find a godly woman and you got to get out of here because your brother's wanting to kill you. And so he had to leave home. And here he is, a young man, leaving home. Boy, he had it made at home. His daddy's rich, rich, rich. They got the best of everything. Now he's out there with a backpack going who knows where. Kind of reminds him of his grandpa, doesn't he? He's out, not, and you remember he went to bed one night and he had this dream and he saw angels going up and down. And when he woke up, he said, whew, man, this is a holy place. This is a special place. And look in the 28th chapter. And no doubt Jacob was scared. You know, he's out on his own and he doesn't know if he's going to make it or if he's not. And the Lord comforted him in verse 13. Genesis 28, 13. He said, I'm the Lord God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. And the land where you're laying on, I'm going to give it to you and to your seed. Now, that's something, isn't it? You're laying out there camping out. All you got's a backpack. Your brother wants to kill you. You're on your own. You're a kid almost. And God tells you, this land you're laying on right now, you're going to own this. I trust that your hearts are open to these kind of things. You got to be able to think big. Amen? I've heard numerous testimonies of people that were at the bottom. I mean at the bottom of the totem pole in a big business. And the Lord told them, I'm going to give you this business. They thought, huh? Yeah, I'm going to give it to you. And sure enough, it didn't happen overnight. But within a few years, they're running the thing. My, my. If you can believe. If you can believe. You can go from renting the smallest little thing to owning the hotel. Owning the apartment building. You can go from washing the car to owning the car lot. Did you hear me? If you can think like this. Remember, to prosper outwardly, what has to happen first? I'm talking about soul prosperity now, where you think different. Back to Abraham now. God takes him outside one night. God did the same thing with him. He said, you know, after Lot took the best land, he said, you come up here on this rise. He said, look north. You see all that? He said, yes, sir. He said, look east. See all that? Yes, sir. South, yeah. West, you see all that land? You see that? He said, yes, sir. He said, I'm going to give you all of this. I'm going to give all of this to you. Everybody say owning.
Owning.
Owning. God's a God of ownership.
Amen.
You're going to have all this. I'm going to give you all this. And what did Abraham do? Huh? He slapped his knee and go, you got to be kidding, God. No. No. What kind of man was he? Remember when he took him outside and he said, look up in the sky. You see all these stars? Can you count all these stars? Certainly not. Can you count all the sand on the seashore? No. He said, this how many kids you're going to have? And he didn't have a one. And his wife couldn't conceive. But what did Abraham say? Huh? I'm drawing you a parallel now. Abraham believed God. He said, yes, sir. You are big enough to do it. If you want to do it for me, I'm your man. Here I am. Yes, sir, go ahead. How about Mary? Huh? Same kind of thing? I mean, you see, when the angel talked to Zacharias, he had to shut his mouth. Right? Because he's going, huh? Elizabeth's old and I'm old. What do you mean? We're going to have a baby. He said, it's going to happen, but you're going to have to shut up. Zip. But Mary, what did he tell her? You're going to conceive. She said, how can this be? I don't have a husband. I've never been with a man. He said, yeah, but the Holy Ghost is going to come over you. The power of the highest is going to overshadow you. She understand all that? Certainly not. But what'd she say? Behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Be it to me just like you said. Well, see, it's got to be that way with all of us in the area that God talks to us. You can't laugh. You can't scoff. You can't make fun. Huh? And you can't just slough it off when your pastor says, God's going to raise you up. He's going to give you your own things. He's going to make you rich. And you go, yeah, I guess so. No, you got to agree with me. And most importantly, agree with the Holy Ghost. Agree with your God and go, yes, yes. Behold, the servant of the Lord, the handmaid of the Lord. I'm here, Lord. I'm your man. I'm your woman. What? You want to use me like this? Here I am. And if he tells you he's going to do something for you, don't you say, how in the world could it be? No, no. You just say, yes, sir. Thank you. I believe it. I will believe it. I want to do this with you. And you say, yes, sir. Thank you. You can do it. I could never do it, but you can do it. And I will work with you. I'll believe you. I'll cooperate with you. Right? How many are going to work with God? You say, yeah, here I am, Lord. Use me. Send me. I will agree. I'll yield. No laughing. No scoffing. No making fun. No asking, how can you do it? No, just agreeing. Agreeing. Right? If he tells us something that's so huge, we've never imagined it before. What are we going to say?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. You can do it. You can do it. If you say you'll do it, you will do it. We will agree. No matter how impossible it seems, or no matter what, we don't have to see how. We walk by faith here at Faith Life Church. Yes, we do. And he told him, he said, I'm going to give you all this. I'm going to be with you. I'm going to keep you. Don't you know that was music to Jacob's ears? This young man out here on his own. Verse 16, he woke up out of his sleep. He said, surely the Lord's in this place. And I didn't know it. And you know, he built a thing out of stones, a memorial, an altar there. And in verse 20, Jacob vowed a vow. And he said, if God will be with me, in other words, like he told me he would be, and he'll keep me in this way that I'm going, and he'll give me bread to eat and clothes to put on. Well, now you stop right there. You can see what he was thinking, can't you? He's thinking, man, I may starve out here. Right? He's on his own. He ain't got mama to look out for him no more. He ain't got daddy's money. He's out on his own. He's thinking, you know, am I going to make it? I don't even know anybody. I don't even know exactly where I'm going. Oh, but the Lord assured him and comforted him and said, I'm with you. Not only am I going to be with you and protect you, I'm going to give you all this land you're laying on. Whew. Somebody say, he's a good God. He said, if you'll do this for me, Lord, keep me in the way that I go and give me bread to eat and clothes to put on so that I come again to my father's house in peace. No doubt the devil had been telling him, you will never see your daddy or mama again. You will never get back home. Then shall the Lord be my God. And this stone which I've set up for a pillar shall be God's house. And of all that you shall give me, I will surely give the tenth unto you. He's making a commitment. I said he's making a commitment. Isn't he? You know the rest of the story? Was the Lord with him? Was he with him? Did he keep him? Did he protect him? Yeah. Protected him from some of the same seed he had sown. Right? Deceptiveness and trickery. We'll talk more about that. But before it was all said and done, I'm jumping ahead a little bit, but you've read it, I trust. You know the story. He came back with people. I mean, whole groups and teams of people and flocks and herds. I mean, they filled the land. And when he left, he had a stick and a backpack. Wonder if he kept his commitment to God. Yes. Everything. Is that what he said? Yes. Everything you give me, I'm going to return the tenth to you. Where'd he get that? Well, he got that from his daddy, Isaac. He got that. Where'd Isaac get it? Yes. Got that from Abraham. You hear people arguing sometimes, say, well, you know, tithing, that's under the law. How many understand we ain't got to the law yet? Right? This is Genesis. We ain't got to the law yet. Right? No, tithing was before the law. During the law and after the law, right? I mean, it's not a law thing. It's not a legal thing. It's an honoring God thing. It's a I know where my blessing comes from thing. It's a I know who my source is thing. It's a I'm thankful for where this came from thing. Amen. It's a, I'm going to put God first and support his things first thing. That's what it's always been about. But what kind of man did God know in Jacob that he was able to bless him? Well, we see two things right away. He was a man who changed, who was willing to change. And he was a man who put God first in his finances. He was a man who tithed.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The God of Jacob, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-416. That's R-416. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.